Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, we're going to move on to 26. America 250 update.
Yes.
Good morning, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. Thank you for the opportunity to share an update on Adventure 250, Make Your History in South Dakota State Parks. There we go. Nope. Is it?
Just I can share it too, Rach, if you need
I
to.
might need you to, Hall. Sorry about that. I'm not sure why it's not working.
Just raise it.
Sorry about that. Today's presentation will include some early results, promotional strategies, and the important role our park staff, partners, and sponsors are playing in making Adventure 250 a success. Adventure 250, Make Your History in South Dakota State Parks, serves as a strong kickoff to a year of exploration while directly supporting our ability to market South Dakota State Parks. This aligns with the National America 250 celebration. The theme positions our parks as a destination where visitors can connect with history, create their own memorable experiences. This unified message provides a clear and compelling platform to promote visitation and camping, highlight unique park offerings, and attract both new and return visitors through the season. This is no longer a simple themed activity program. It's a visitation and engagement strategy to support key division goals. We've also used our theme this year to promote park entrance license sales, which are up. This is done by simply including one of those theme stickers that everybody loves with each online park entrance license sale. Traditionally, this is done with online sales January 15th through March 15th each year. We've seen an increase of over 650 sales this year. That's each individual sale just for online during that time. Additional park entrance license promotions with that sticker this year were done the month of April on site in parks. And then we also did all park entrance license sales on site and online May 1st through May 18th. And for just the online sales, those were up over 250 sales just online. That doesn't include the on site promotion as well. Adventure 250 continues to grow. Strong early performance is tracking favorably towards established park goals. Through the first 4 weeks of this 17-week program, the campaign has engaged over 1,000 participants and generated, we have here, this is Mondays, it says 475 submissions, but we're already up to 500 submissions as of this morning, resulting in over 1,500 completed adventures across the state. So our week one submissions, there were 53, week two, 95, week three, 147, and week four, 180. So growth has been great. So like from week one to week two was nearly 80%. Week two to week three was over 50%, and it just keeps going. And over 60 people have already earned the 100 and 200, or 250 points, which enters them in the Adventure 250 Club swag. And also, they are eligible for the grand prize drawings. 93% of our participants have reported that they very much enjoy Adventure 250, and nearly half of all of our submissions are coming from repeat participants, showing that they're returning to the parks multiple times and exploring more locations. Yes, Adventure 250 participants are helping tell the story of South Dakota State Parks through authentic visitor-generated content. These photos display families enjoying the parks, camping experiences, recreational opportunities, and park exploration. Every submission is a visitor making their South Dakota State Park history. These moments are impactful to our users and are a great way to market our park experiences, because who doesn't love seeing pictures of their family and friends enjoying the outdoors? Shout out to Secretary Rissler, Commission Chair Rissler, for her submitted photo to myself that I've used on this slide. I'd also like to use this as an opportunity to remind folks that this is easy for folks to participate. They visit a park, do an adventure. Once they complete it, they take a fun selfie and they upload it online. Next slide. Adventure 250 is being promoted through multiple channels. Digital communication, those are the emails that reach current and previous park users and participants, and our website that captures active trip planners. Shown here is the weekly summer newsletter that on May 27th, that went to over 130,000 contacts at an open rate of over 20%. We have push notifications like the small text message you can see there that are sent by Brandt. We also have on our website the pop-up banner. So everybody that goes to the GFP website, they see the image that looks like our themed sticker that takes them right to that page if they're interested. And then our Adventure 250 page of our website from May 11th through June 2nd has seen nearly 6,000 views. Over 3,000 users with an average time on that page of 33 seconds. That's getting to be a quicker time on the page because they're going in and they're submitting their adventures. We also do direct email to previous park theme program participants, and that's over the last 4 years, over 2,000 people. We use social media marketing, which expands awareness and engagement. Our Facebook post that's shown here for May 22nd, that was our week one winners. That went to over 12,000, or the reach was over 12,000, and the week two winners post went to over 50, or was seen by over 15,000. Park specific Facebook promotion, sharing these posts, excuse me, and we're also doing a series of park specific posts. Those have been work going very well. Partner outreach, community outreach, and possible new users. We use our checkout program through the South Dakota State Libraries. We're partnering up with them. And we're also working to partner up with tourism bureaus and chambers for additional outreach. Something else that's also working well is on-site and print promotion. This converts our visitors into participants for repeat customers and reach to family and friends. So on-site flyers and brochures. And then we've also distributed brochures and all those park entrance license sales that are online that I was talking about earlier. And since May 1st, we've distributed over 8,000 brochures to those folks. Top sources of our participants are saying that 26% say social media is their top source of finding out about Adventure 250. These are from our participants. 19% said the website, and 15% said family and friends. But we're also hearing from them, and it wasn't as one of the items they could select, but those brochures and the park entrance license sales have helped significantly for awareness. Here, I'll let Sean visit with you guys a little bit about how Adventures 250 is supporting camping.
Thank you, Rachel. Yeah, hello again, Commissioner Sean Blanchett, Business Administrator for the Parks Division. So we've got a pretty robust plan for messaging Adventure 250, but we're also using Adventure 250 to help out and pair with other marketing efforts that we have going on statewide. Really with these marketing efforts, you know, really are focused on and prioritizing camping. You know, you'll Director Van Meter, and we'll go into a little bit more about camping numbers later on, but we've really identified that as our biggest area of priority. So using Adventure 250 to piggyback and help us spread message on those things. But overall, marketing efforts are looking a little bit different for us this year. We're not really just sticking with the status quo. We're trying some new things. We're doing some new things within the channels we have available to us. More data-driven approaches. Hillary Morey talked about some of those things yesterday, which has been very important to us to understand, who our customers are, where they live, how far they travel, those sorts of patterns. And then in May, you also met Amy Bailey, who we've hired under a contractual arrangement, to help us and guide us through this as a marketing consultant to understand some things that are available to us. And she's provided us with some new perspectives on anything from content to channels available to tactics that we use within those channels to reach people. So a few of the new things that we're doing, one is partnering with Brandt, who they are the company that runs our online Go Outdoors reservation and sales system. They have some email capabilities that in the past we've utilized, but we haven't really focused on them. And this year we've kind of taken a different approach. They can reach our known customers, our customers in our system. And we've done some emailing on a test pilot basis. We're starting some light campaigns in a number of ways. But one of the things that we have done is looking at some of those low reservation weekends. We've targeted 9 parks, all of which have a good population base around them. We've targeted the customers within that population area with a goal of maybe capturing some late reservations or triggering some reservations on some upcoming weekends where we know we have some capacity. So we've launched some email campaigns to those specific customers. They usually start the day after the weekend concludes. So such as Memorial Day weekend, we started that Tuesday, but then the following weekend we started Monday. So we've got that new program going. Another thing is capitalizing on the availability of the in-app pushes. Push notifications. Rachel alluded to that. 1 week we've done a dedicated push specifically for Adventure 250. Following week we followed up with a message or a call to action to book a site and look into what's available out there. Social media, we've got some, we've always had a very consistent program, but we're also taking another targeted approach. Developing content to push out to the parks to promote our camping availability, doing some paid ads on Facebook, as well as, always when we push this stuff out there, we're making sure that we mention Adventure 250 so that we have, hopefully it's another incentive for people to come out to the parks, do some different things while they're camping and get more involved, more engaged. Another light campaign that we're looking into is geofencing some digital ads in some certain areas. Again, we're looking to start off with a light campaign, not spending a lot of money in a lot of these new avenues. We're testing the waters, seeing if we have some channels out there that are working for us that we could maybe expand upon, seeing where we're getting that reach. We're also finalizing some arrangements to do a higher level paid effort in terms of digital ads and paid searches on the internet, those sorts of things, different targeted paid Instagram and Facebook messaging. These are things we've done in the past through Lawrence and Schiller. We've been talking with them and we're close to finalizing a campaign for this season. Some new things in there for us this year that you should expect to see are we're exploring a new channel of getting more content out on YouTube, higher presence on social media with some user-generated content that we can pursue. These new areas, these will be smaller spends and lighter campaigns, but we're just diversifying what we're doing out there on the landscape. Another thing we will likely take on is some digital billboard placements in some certain markets. all these things would be supported by the things that, you know, Hillary explained to you yesterday. We've got some good pockets of areas where we've got users that come from the Northwest Iowa area or the Southwest Minnesota area or just big pockets of users in Southeast South Dakota. So we're being very deliberate about where we want to get our name and our brand in front of people. So we're trying a number of different things. We're going to continue with the things we've always done, such as the weekly newsletter we send out through our email list, those sorts of things. But with all of these things come different metrics, different measurability. And so whether that's click rates or opens or impressions or conversions, whatever those terminologies may be, we also have some work to do on the back end as far as tracking it. And so what we do in real time and what we're trying to do on a consistent basis is when we're pushing certain things or if we have these targeted emails, we are in our reservation system daily tracking those reservations in those parks to see if we are getting movement and where we're getting movement. If we're picking up on any correlating trends through these efforts that you know are aligning with the days and times of these email sends or these ad placements. We're also tracking revenue on a daily basis to see if, you know, maybe this email isn't reaching them for this specific weekend, but they are then going into the system and maybe triggering them to make a reservation for a later weekend. And so these are things that we can look at on a daily basis to help track those. And of course, it'll take time and we'll need to compile some data to see if those trends become relevant. But you know, I think the message here is we're taking a more proactive approach. It's a more targeted and we use the term instead of a shotgun approach, we're using more of a rifle approach. And so some more very targeted and specific and deliberate strategies that we're hoping can help get our message out there and really drive sales and drive occupancy. So you know, just some new things. We can report more back on our efforts as things come into more focus later in the summer. But, you know, again, I think we're just not accepting the status quo. We've seen some changes in camper behavior, and we want to make sure we're proactive and not getting complacent and just exploring the channels that are out there for us to see what works best.
As we move into the heart of the summer season, the priority shifts from program launch to sustained park level engagement. Every park plays a critical role in keeping Adventure 250 visible and top of mind for visitors. We've encouraged our staff to utilize templates provided to create and share Adventure 250 Facebook posts regularly. These include our Friday winner announcements, their own prize presentations, and participant stories. We ask them to ensure Adventure 250 flyers and brochures are predominantly displayed and readily available at offices, visitor centers, comfort stations, and other high traffic locations. We work to incorporate Adventure 250 into programs, events, and interpretive activities and informal conversations with visitors. We encourage them to participate during daily visitor interactions. So whether you're a campground host or a park manager and you see folks in the parks, help those guests understand how easy it is to get involved, participate, win a prize, have some fun. Something we often overlook is simple word of mouth, which remains an effective communication tool, as personal conversations help spread information quickly through local communities, families, and visitors' networks, especially in small rural states like South Dakota. A great example of something here, Commissioner Nyberg kindly sent me a picture of his adorable granddaughters. You know, when folks are sharing those experiences, you know, show those photos, show those experiences, and talk about how you enjoyed your time in those parks. That word of mouth is a great way to advertise things. Next slide, please. We're leveraging existing partnerships to promote visitation without relying solely on agency marketing channels to provide reach beyond traditional Game Fish and Park audiences. We're grateful for the sponsorship with Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota, whose $20,000 contribution supports promotional efforts and helps amplify the reach and impact of this campaign statewide. Other partnerships include We're working to get local tourism bureaus and local chambers to help them introduce the program to new audiences, and that'll be about 100 different contacts there. And then also, like I mentioned before, the libraries that participate in our Checkout South Dakota State Parks program that we partner with Department of Education, there's 81 libraries there, and we've already have them there sharing the program flyers, and they're putting out Facebook posts as well. Adventure 250 is proving to be more than just a theme program. It serves as a marketing platform that promotes visitation, camping, and engagement. Participants are creating and sharing content that helps showcase the value of our state parks. Every participant, every submission trends indicates strong engagement and continued growth throughout the season. Ultimately, Adventure 250 supports several agency goals: increased visitation, promoting camping, encouraging outdoor recreation, and strengthening connection to our parks. Adventure 250 is helping us convert awareness into visitation by giving people a reason to visit and return and explore more South Dakota state parks. Thank you for your time.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Comments? Very good report. I think it'll be interesting to see how these new marketing efforts impact user behavior in those numbers. Very good.